Hi there. The word for you today is you must exercise faith. In Mark 6 verse 5 we read, he couldn't do any miracles among them, and he was amazed at their unbelief. God answers prayer in a manner directly related to your level of faith. Think about that. Jesus said in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith be it unto you. Yet sometimes, in spite of our doubts and human reasonings, he still comes through for us anyway. The believers were praying for Peter's release from prison, and yet the Bible says they were amazed when it happened and he suddenly showed up on their doorstep. When Jesus returned to his hometown and began to teach in the local synagogue, the Bible says the people were amazed by his wisdom. Because he lacked formal education and Ivy League credentials, they wrote him off as, quote, just a carpenter. And the result? Well, let me read it to you. Because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them, except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Let me ask you, how often does your unbelief tie God's hands? The truth is, sometimes our faith is so weak that we don't expect him to answer at all, or we fail to pray with confidence, or we don't prepare ourselves for what he wants to do for us. You can't ask God for forgiveness, then continue to live under condemnation over sins that he has already stated in his word are under the blood, blotted out, he's forgotten. You can't pray about your financial situation, then go off and worry yourself sick about how you're going to meet your needs. You can choose to live by your feelings or in a way that reflects total trust in God, but you can't do both. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, you must exercise your faith.